السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله أدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. أما بعد، respected brothers and elders, Allah سبحانه وتعالى from His infinite mercy, Alhamdulillah, has given us the fursa the month hasn't come yet, but I'm being optimistic that inshallah all of us will live to see that month, inshallah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I made this comparison, and most of the times one would see that the disbelievers, some of them would have the longest life, they would have wealth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you look at them, I mean, he says that he gives them respite, he gives them more time in this world. Some of them liyazdadu ithma, so that they may commit more sins. Another one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that do not think that they are successful or they will succeed or they are saved from the punishment and the wrath of Allah. But for me and you, especially regarding the month of Ramadan, before I get to this, sometimes we are afflicted, musibat and all that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Do you see the difference? The disbelievers, the a'da of Allah, a'da of deen, the enemies of Allah, the enemies of deen, so that they may commit more sins. So having long life, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ مَنْ طَلَ عُمُرُهُ وَحَسُنَ عَمَلُهُ, that the best of people is the one who has lived the longest of lives and his actions were good also. So having a long life and you have no good record is not a sign of acceptance. But for me and you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that difficulties when they befall, or I will make them taste now the minor punishment apart from the greater one or from the major one, so that they may return. The month of Ramadan comes, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This is what Allah prefers from His ibad, التَّقْوَى. So when we hear of the great event coming, proper preparation needs to take place. The ruhani preparation needs to take place. I think most of the times we've been dealing with our weaknesses in the event. If it's in a football team, that's when the coach can see the weakness of the keeper, the strength of a certain player, that he was supposed to be a striker instead of a midfield, And at the end of the day, when the match is over, maybe you would have lost. Even though the intention was good, but if the preparation took place prior to the event, there are prospects of success. There are so many things that have been addressed years and years, and you see people when the month of Ramadan comes, few things that you can count with the fingers that come to mind. I want to be paband in my salah. I want my siyam to be accepted. Tilawa of Quran. Now, but we forget one important thing. And I was thinking about it a lot. I looked at this particular thing, that it's the cause of all difficulties, cause of all musibat, losses also, disunity, which is what? Al-Lisan. They say that the lisan, jirmuhu saghirun, wa jirmuhu kabirun. Inna al-lisan, lahu sha'anun azim. That the size of the tongue is so small, but the harm it causes is humongous. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amarana, commanded us, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, that say to my servants, that they should use the best of speech. Ahsan, ismu tafdil. It's the superlative. The Mufassir explains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this command, the uslub he used is also ahsan. First, waqul li'ibadi, say to my servants, with shafqa he's doing that. With compassion, Allah says that, say to my servants. If you look, most of the times there's this word, insan or nas. In the tafsir also they explain that most of the times when this word, qad yudhkar lidham, that whenever the word nas or insan is mentioned in the Quran, is in criticism. Yani qad yudhkar, not all the times, but most of the times. Qad yudhkar lidham. That it is mentioned in criticism of insan. Inna al-insana khuliqa halu'a. Idha massahu sarru jazu'a. That this man, insan, khuliqa halu'a. Despondent. Idha massahu sarru jazu'a. He loses hope. Idha massahu al-khayru manu'a. He holds back. Idha zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha. Naam. When the earthquake will occur, who will be asking the question? Waqalal insanu malaha. It is not the believers who are asking these questions. In Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when people will be raised from the min al ajdath, from their graves, what will they say? Man ba'athana min marqadina? Then they'll say, hadha ma wa'ada ar-Rahman. That this is what Allah has promised. So insan mostly is in criticism. So it's not waqul linnas, waqul li'ibadi. Allah is doing it with shafqa, by using the term ibad. So his uslub is also ahsan. And they say also that you as a person in speech, you lak al khiyar, you have a choice of choosing good words. Listen carefully. Good words, bad words, or the best of words. And Allah has guided you to choose the best of them. Inna shaytana yanzaghu baynahum. Because the shaitan, yanzakh, an-nakhs, shaitan, you know, you're taking a sharp object. For example, you're communicating with somebody and he makes an offensive remark. The shaitan, labil mirsad, he's always waiting for an opportunity, for a chance to curse you, you know, or to swerve away from haqq. So he's waiting for you. Inna shaitana yanzaghu bainahum. He likes to do that, shaitan, to cause this unity. So shaitan will whisper in your ear to respond in a certain manner. Inna shaitana yanzaghu bainahum. So shaitan will teach you to respond in a certain manner. But remember what Allah taught you? To respond in the best of words. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allahu thumma istaqamu tatanazzalu alayhim almalaikatu alla takhafu wa la tahzanu. I want to get to the ayah that waman ahsanu qawlan mimman da'a ila Allah. Naam, waman ahsanu qawlan mimman da'a ila Allah wa 'amila salihah. So do you see that this what they call it, iqtiran, this joining of these words, it's not only a'mal as-salihat. And this has always been our misunderstanding, that in Ramadan, a'mal as-salihah, you know, is referred to, you know, tilawa, siyam, you know, salah, and all that. But now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also speech. It's part of a'mal as-salihat. Who can be best in speech than that one who invited to the path of Allah? I'm still explaining this, the word ahsan. The other explanation ulama have given is that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna khayru ma ji'tu bihi, or inna khayru ma qultu ana wa nabiyuna min qabli, la ilaha illallah. It is either turattib lisanak, you keep your tongue busy, moist in the dhikr of Allah. It's the best. What the Nabi of Allah came with and what the Anbiya before him came with. And this shaitan I spoke about, in the shaitan yanzaghu bainahum, when he seeks the opportunity to make you say things that are unacceptable, to remain firm on saying what is ahsan, and maybe you find yourself weak, Allah say madad mango, fasta'id billah. Allah say madad mango, seek refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the nazar, from that whisper of shaitan. My brothers and elders, they say that al-kalimat, these words, before you say them, tamlikuha, you own them, you are in control of the words before you utter them. But once uttered, they own you. It is either they will lead you to Jannah, or they will lead you to Jahannam. One thing you cannot control is things being said about you. That we cannot control. Things being said about us, we cannot control. Wallahi la sahib al insanu jibirila. Lam yakhlus al mar'u min qala wa min qila. Wa qad qila fi Allahi aqwalun mudabbajatun. Wa qila inna lahu waladan wa sahibatan. Hada maqala hadhihi maqalatuhum. Nam fi Allahi khaliqihim. Fa kayfa in qila fina ba'd ma qila. That if insan had kept Jibreel as his companion, lam yakhlus al mar'u min qala wa min qila, he wouldn't be immune from qala wa qila, this about him, or things being said about him. Qad qila fi Allahi aqwalun mudabbaja. Mudabbaja meaning that they quoted words, debaj, it comes from naqash, you know, munaqasha. Beautified words. Waqila inna lahu waladan wa sahibatan. Things have been said about Allah that they attributed a child and they said that he has a wife. Hadhihi maqalatuhum. This is what they saying about Allah, their creator. Fakayfa in qila fina ba'du ma qad qila. And what about us when things are said about us? Qawl, like I said, that you cannot control it. But once it is said, that the words are in control of you, they will set for you a destination. There were people from Masjid Bani Abs who complained to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And they said, they complained about Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi al-Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And they said that he does not take part in jihad. He's not just in his rulings. And he doesn't even offer salah properly. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one thing we need to learn also from this, in his response, they were about to prepare for a battle. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to them that you looked for the most opportune time to come and complain about this. Because this is the time where I need wahdat al-saf, where I want people to be united. The lesson we can draw from this, and I'll continue with the story, is that also in fighting shaitan, we need to do it together. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, isbiru wa sabiru. In practicing patience, you need to do it alone. I mean, you need to do it together. Ta'awanu ala albirr. Look at the khususiyah of this verb. It involves more than one person. Ta'awanu, assisting one another in righteousness. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala also wanted that, because when people are disunited, there's nothing we can achieve. So now he sends a delegation to go and investigate the matter. Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala is brought forth, and the matter or the charges has been read to him. He's listening to that, and he makes a dua after that. That's why I say words that you say, after you have uttered them, they are in control of you. He makes a dua, he says, Allahumma inqama riya'an, inqama kathiban wa riya'an wa sum'atan fa'ami basara. That, oh Allah, what this man is saying, he is doing it out of showing off. Riya'an wa sum'atan. And he's telling a lie, he's fabricating a lie about me. Oh Allah, fa'ami basara. Oh Allah, take his sight. Imam al-Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi, says, أَتَسْتَهْزِئُ بِالدُّعَاءِ وَتَزْدَرِيهِ وَسِهَامُ اللَّيْلِ صَائِبَةٌ أَوْ سِهَامُ اللَّيْلِ لَا تُخْطِئُ وَلِلَّيْلِ أَمَدٌ وَانْتِهَاءٌ نعم فَيُمْسِكُهَا إِذَا مَا شَاءَ رَبِّي وَيُرْسِلُهَا إِذَا نَفَذَ الْقُضَاءَ. That do you make mockery or do you make a dua insignificant? وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ مَاذَا فَعَلَ الدُّعَاءُ. You don't know the effect of a dua. وَلِلَّيْلِ أَمَدٌ وَانْتِهَاءٌ. Night has a beginning time and an end time. Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to, you know, decree, it is either he suspends it, وَيُرْسِلُهَا إِذَا نَفَذَ الْقَضَاءُ, or when he has decreed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send it to you. Imagine now the dua is made, you sleeping aram say, سنبدوكي, you said something that offended him. So Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala who makes dua, he says that fa'ami basara, take his sight, wa akthir iyala, and Allah increases offsprings, wa atil umrahu, and Allah give him long life. What did I say? Long life is not a sign of acceptance. Give him long life, akthir iyala, give him more offsprings. As an old man, where will he get the means to support them? Wa aridhu limudillati alfitan, and expose him, O Allah, to the most trying of fitness. It is said that this man, at an old age, وَقَدْ انْحَنَتْ حَاجِبَهُ, that his eyelids had covered his eyes. Naam? And his back also had bent. They say that this man was saying that أَصَابَتْنِي دَعْوَةُ رَجُلِ مُبَارَكُ, I've been affected, I've been struck by the dua of a blessed man. Then it is said that he was seen in the streets of Kufa, Naam, running after little girls. I mean, as an old man, I mean, you know, Dari Safedo guy. You earn the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now this man is earning something else, the opposite. He's running after little girls, and people were asking him, why are you running after little girls like that? He said, Asabat ni da'wat rajul mubarak. So, words, my brothers and elders, are very important. Disunity is caused by what? It's caused by al-kalimat. Al-qadhaf, false accusation, comes from al-kalimat. Now, telling a lie, swearing at somebody, all this come from where? From the mouth. I'm sicker. It deserves, they say nothing deserves long-term imprisonment than the tongue. It is said that al-jawarih kulluha, every day all of these other limbs of ours are cursing the tongue. That nahnu bik, everything, or you know, our future, in fact, relies on you, the tongue. In istaqamta istaqamna. Apni jagah par rahe, hum apni jagah par rahenge. Lekin agar tum halak ho jaye, hum bhi halak ho jayenge. In the month of Ramadan, where we're supposed to be, you know, abstaining from food, we are eating another type of food. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَيَّكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ فَكَرِبْتُمُوهُ. If in reality meat or flesh of a human being had to be brought forth, no one would eat it. But we are sitting behind. Okay. Kya baat hai? What's wrong with him? And all these things. وَإِيَّكُمْ الْإِفْلَاسِ. And be careful of being a muflis. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that atadruna man al muflis? Do you know who's a muflis? A bankrupt person. They said, Ya Rasulullah, al muflis, man la dirham lahu wa la mata'. A bankrupt person is the one, man la dirham lahu, he has no dirham wa la mata'. No assets. He said, al muflisu min ummati. A bankrupt person from my ummah is the one who will come on the day of Qiyamah, bi-salatin, wa-siyamin, wa-zakat. He will come with salah, mashallah. Naam, he was paband, first saf in the masjid. Siyam, mashallah. Monday, Thursday, Ramadan, 6 days after Ramadan. Naam, zakah, gave it in its time. But yawm al-Qiyamah, he's a bankrupt person. Kaif? Ye kaisa? Naam, he comes with salah, but waqad shatama hadha. He cursed so and so. وَقَذَفَ هَذَا. Falsely accused so and so. وَسَفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا. Naam, he shed the blood of so and so. Naam. And it is said that it will be taken from his hasanat. فَإِنْ فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ. And all his hasanat, his good actions, naam, have been exhausted. Bad actions of that man, and it's not one man. How many people we offended? We never made tawbah. Naam. Bad actions will be taken from them and they'll be thrown on us until we are thrown in the fire of Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that, inshallah. Naam. So let us take maximum benefit from the month that is to come. We lost almost 2 or 3 brothers that used to read Taraweeh with us. They are no longer with us. جب سے بنی ہے دنیا لاکھوں کروڑوں آئے اور باقی رہا نہ کوئی. جب سے بنی ہے دنیا لاکھوں کروڑوں آئے باقی رہا نہ کوئی. Since this dunya has been created, lakho, karoro, millions and millions came to this world, baqi raha na koi. None of them is with us. Today they are sleeping matti. Matti mein so rahe hai, jo makhmal mein sone wale. The same people who are sleeping in sheets of silk and that, matti mein so rahe hai. They are laying now on beds of what? Of soil. We have no guarantee what tomorrow has in store for us. If there's anyone we have offended, we know sometimes you cannot go to a person and say, this is what I said about you. He won't forgive you. Don't go and say that, you know. Ek din maine kaha ke tum pagal ho. Mujhe maaf karo. No one will make you maaf. No one will forgive you. I once said that you are insane. Please make me maaf. Just go and ask for forgiveness. Now, lastly, inshallah, and now I won't relate the story. Learn how to say the best of words also when you have been offended, also when you have been disobeyed. When we learn from the story of the Battle of Uhud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. Now, it is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you were lenient, or you dealt with the matter gently. Sometimes we think we have all the rights to respond in an evil manner. But the Nabi of Allah is the greatest example. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ. There was a great example for us in the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says it is through the mercy of Allah. And we know what happened. They disobeyed the Nabi of Allah. Instead of telling them, Tum bekar ho, you are useless, hopeless, and all these things, he was gentle. He was lenient. Allah says, through that rahmah, you kept them in the deen. وَلَا كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If
If you were harsh, you were stern and you were rude with them, they would have run away from you. We don't know with our actions how many people have we pushed away from Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us, inshallah, the means of people accepting the deen of Allah, inshallah. And may He accept from all of us, inshallah, you know, our siyam and, you know, wasair al-a'mal, inshallah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين.